KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 21 degrees. We do look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high around 43. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. New in area news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two separate arrests took place on Sunday. At around 3:50 p.m., 19-year-old Justice Guy Myers of Villisca was arrested in Villisca on an Adams County bench warrant for violation of probation. Myers was turned over to Adams County authorities and held in the Adams County Jail on a $1,000 cash-only bond. And 43-year-old Justin Wayne Woods of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 8:20 p.m. Sunday on a valid Pott County warrant for violation of probation. Woods was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $10,000 bond. Red Oak police late Saturday night were called to the 1200 block of East Reed Street for a party where persons under the legal age were consuming alcohol and where a controlled substance, marijuana, was present. 19-year-old Jackson Brian Welter, 18-year-old Bennett Andrew Archer, and 18-year-old Quinn Robert Hall, all of Red Oak, were cited for minor in possession of alcohol and were released from the scene. 18-year-old Noah Riley Roberts of Red Oak was cited and then released for permitting minor use of alcohol at a residence. Three juveniles were transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center for juvenile citations. A 16-year-old male was cited into juvenile court for possession of marijuana. A 17-year-old female was cited into juvenile court for minor in possession of alcohol, and a 16-year-old male was cited for the same offense. All three juveniles were then released to their parent or guardian. Police in Council Bluffs arrested 28-year-old Brandon Nelson of Omaha Saturday morning. Nelson faces a felony charge of second-degree burglary and interference with official acts following a trespassing investigation. Officers were called to 800 North 34th Street in Council Bluffs at around 2:05 a.m. Saturday to investigate a person trespassing. And upon arrival, they located a man later identified as Brandon Nelson inside of an occupied apartment. Nelson had allegedly broken through a screen window to gain access to the residence, and once inside, he allegedly began rummaging through the apartment and was confronted by the residents. Nelson was placed under arrest for the burglary charge and booked into the Pott County Jail, where his bond was set at $10,000. He was also charged with interference with official acts when he was uncooperative with officers and failed to comply with lawful orders. The City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board of Directors will meet this evening in the Council's chambers at City Hall. Their meeting begins at 5:15 p.m. and includes updates from Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm on the following projects: the Shelbrook Development Project, including the West Shelter and East Playground, Lake No. 2 Trail, Community Parks, Sunnyside Entrance Sign, and the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship Water Quality Initiative. Later in the meeting, Stasselm will discuss Earth Day, the cleanup for which was moved from this past Saturday to April 28th due to the weather. He'll also talk about Love Atlantic and the High School Service Learning Day on April 25th, along with a campground status report. The Griswold School Board is set to hold their regular meeting at 5:30 this evening at the central office of the Middle School High School building in Griswold. During their meeting, the board will receive an update on the facilities projects from representatives with KPE Architects and or Estes Construction. Afterward, they'll discuss and possibly take action on second grade for 2018-19, and they're expected to act on approving the technology plan and technology charge, rate of pay for activity drivers, 2018-19 sharing agreements with Riverside, CAM, and Atlantic with regard to an elementary guidance position, elementary art teacher, and transportation director industrial tech programs, respectively. The Audubon School Board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock in their boardroom of the high school. Action items for them include approving a negotiated agreement with the Audubon Education Association, boiler room roof project, personnel matters, and possible action on an administration early retirement policy. At the end of regular business, the Audubon School Board will hold an exempt session for the purpose of discussing strategy pertaining to collective bargaining. In celebration of Extension Week, which is April 16th through the 21st, and in honor of their 100th anniversary, the Guthrie County Extension and Outreach Office will be holding that is an open house for their newly renovated office at 212 State Street in Guthrie Center, and that'll be this Friday from noon until 3. While at the open house, you can enjoy cookies and drink while you tour the newly renovated office, meet their new office coordinator, celebrate Extension, and meet and speak with some of the county specialists. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach brings the Iowa State campus to you in Guthrie County, and their educational programs focus on agriculture, feeding people and keeping them healthy, helping communities prosper and thrive, and turning the world over to the next generation better than what it was found. They said they're also building a strong Iowa, and if you have any information or any questions, I should say, contact Guthrie County Extension at 641-747-2276. Also in Western Iowa news, road construction work for the expansion of U.S. Highway 20 in Ida and Sac counties will require closing the roadway to traffic between Ida County Road M25 near Galva and U.S. Highway 71 near Early from noon today until Friday, weather permitting. Motorists will be directed around the work zone on a signed detour using Ida County Road M25, Ida and Sac County Road D15, and U.S. Highway 71. In the funeral announcements, Ella Lou Merritt, age 80, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Griswold, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Ella Lou Merritt will be today at 10:30 at the Griswold Central Church of Christ. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Jeremy Eklund, age 42, of Cumberland, died April 7th. Funeral services for Jeremy Eklund will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Richard Dick Lee Sharanko, senior of age 78 of Harlan, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Dick Sharanko, senior, will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Calvin Lee Hoig, age 85 of Elkhorn, died Thursday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Calvin Hoig will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Edgar Hemphill, age 95, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Edgar Hemphill will be next Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gail Casper Steinhoff, age 86, of Harlan, died Thursday in Manila. A private interment will be held for Gail Steinhoff in the Nishnabotna Cemetery in Manila. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Howard C. Henriksen, age 93, of Harlan, died last Wednesday. Services for Howard Henriksen are currently pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.